Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The area around Asheville, North Carolina, has been home to countless fiddlers through the generations. Few, though, have influenced as many other fiddlers and done so much to preserve the region's mountain music as Arvel Freeman. Growing up in Madison County, Arvel had a great mentor in his older brother, Gordon, who played old-time fiddle. Arvel learned many tunes from him, but over time, he developed his own style, which blends elements of both old-time and bluegrass music. He is a master of longbow fiddling, a technique in which a fiddler plays several notes on a single bow stroke, rather than changing the direction of the bow more frequently. This longbow style gives his playing an especially smooth, rich tone. A professional fiddler since he was 14 years old, Arvel made his first radio appearance in 1950. In the 60s, he toured for several months with Don Reno and Red Smiley, one of the greatest early bluegrass duos. But Arvel has chosen to live and play mainly in North Carolina, in and around Asheville. He has been a member of several leading bands, including the Mark Pruitt Band and the Stony Creek Boys. One of the region's most iconic musical groups, the Stony Creek Boys, formed in 1969. They are the host band for the Shindig on the Green Festival and for the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, both held annually in Asheville. Arvel's influence reaches even beyond his seven decades and counting as a performer. He is also a consummate teacher. He has mentored many outstanding young fiddlers who've gone on to make a name for themselves in the world of mountain music, including Summer McMahon, Emma McDowell, Brian McDowell, and Danielle Bishop. Arvel teaches as many as 20 students a week, constantly building and enriching the heritage of fiddling in Western North Carolina. For his many years of excellence, both as a performer and a teacher of mountain fiddling, Arvel was recognized in 2018 with the North Carolina Heritage Award, the highest honor given by the state to traditional artists.
Down the road he comes to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.